Now, colour X-ray images may help doctors identify damaged tissue. Now, X-ray images are traditionally in black and white, all the ones you've ever seen, just black and white. They're made by actually shining X-rays through some tissue and then looking at the shadow of the X-rays. So things like bones will stop the X-ray light going through and cast a shadow, which is what you see as white on the images. And in fact, even the 3D posh CAT scanners work on the same principle, but just taking lots and lots of pictures from different angles and putting them back together using a computer. But X-rays are a form of light, so they can have lots of different wavelengths in the same way that visible light can have lots of different wavelengths, which we call colours. And we detect lots of useful information about the world from the colour of light that's reflected off it, so you'd have thought the doctors could do the same thing with the colour of X-rays. Now, Robert Cernick in Manchester has built a 3D scanner that will actually tell you what colours of X-rays are being reflected from any part of the body inside you. Send a beam of X-ray through the object and looking from the ones which bounce off and measuring the wavelength of these X-rays and moving the detector around, you can build up a 3D picture of what's inside the person. However, it's going to be still very, very early days because he's made a beautiful image of a 5mm cross, and it took him 3 hours. And I've seen a photograph of this cross, and it's kind of looked blackened and brown from all the X-rays going through it. So it's going to be a few years before it actually works.
So just to summarise, what you do, instead of sending X-rays at just one energy, one wavelength through, say, a person, you could send X-rays of different wavelengths, different colours, if you like, through the person, through their tissues. Different tissues are going to interact with the X-rays in slightly different ways. The detector could pick that up, and this means that you could get much more information about what tissue the X-rays have gone through, and that means you could potentially begin to spot various diseases and things much more, well, with a much better resolution than we can at the moment with just looking in black and white.
Yeah, exactly right. All that more information you get in Technicolor.
But there's a little way to go because they've managed to image a 5mm by 5mm area. Why is this not being done already? Why is it so difficult?
I think the detectors are quite difficult. He's looking at getting some... At the moment, they're using silicon detectors, which are incredibly inefficient. They only actually absorb about 1% of the X-rays which are coming through. And you're also only looking at the X-rays which actually bounce off something going through. So you're looking at a very, very tiny amount of the X-rays going in. He's trying to get some higher-tech sensors, which should speed it up by a factor of about 100.
Because I thought scientists were trying to get away from using X-rays because they were ionising radiation, they can damage tissue, and things like magnetic resonance imaging, MRI, by virtue of not using X-rays, is safer.
That's entirely true. So giving someone a really, really high dose of X-rays is probably going to give them put them in a worse position than they are already.
Because one chest X-ray is about 4.5 days of solar radiation. So in other words, the same exposure you get from a chest X-ray is equivalent to knocking around in the sun for a few days, just on a beach or something. But if you have a CT scan of your whole body, it's about 4.5 years of radiation. So it's pretty big doses. So I know what I'd rather have at the moment if I had a choice.
Indeed.